Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
He's well known in the music world, especially here within the Seattle music scene, of course. Musician, producer, engineer, owner of Laundry Room Studio. His hefty list of bands he's worked with is crazy. Nirvana, Foo Fighters, Presidents of the United States, Pearl Jam, and the Melvins. He is Barrett Jones.
Welcome. Hello.
Hi.
How's
Thank
it going?
You for coming in today. This is awesome.
Yeah, no worries.
I think the first time we met in person was at the Paramount Theater in the lobby.
That's
before
correct.
That free Death Cab show. I kind of embarrassed myself and yelled your name in the middle of the lobby. I was like, oh, crap, there's Barrett Jones. That show was great, by the way, too.
It was really good.
It's awesome.
And it was a pleasure to meet you there.
Yeah. So you've worked with Ben Gibbard. What's your relationship with him?
I haven't actually worked with him.
Okay.
Although we were on the same song, on the Sonic Highways song, but he was in a different day than I was.
So. Okay. So you did not work with Ben Gibbard. Sorry.
No, that's all right.
So let's go back to the beginning for a little bit. Arlington, Virginia, the birthplace of Barrett Jones and the Laundry Room Studio.
Correct.
How did your laundry room morph into a recording studio?
Well, my bedroom was right next to the laundry room in our house. And when I first started putting it together, I built this little foldable control room, basically, that
okay.
was in the laundry room. So that's how I got its name. I had a board, and I was four-track at that point.
Okay.
Reel to reel. And the bands would play in my bedroom. So I did local bands there. I mean, I did Dave's first band, Freak Baby.
Okay.
That's when I met him. He was 14.
Before the facial
yeah.
hair.
Way before. He was just probably the most hyper kid you've ever seen in your life.
Now, was this was in your parents' house?
Yeah.
So did they care for the music at all, or did they just leave the house while you were doing your thing?
Well, it was in the basement of the house. So
okay.
They didn't mind.
Okay. So when did you figure out that Seattle was going to be your new home?
Well, what happened was, so Dave was playing in Scream. And he had been in the band for 3 or 4 years, and they had bass player problems where the bass player would just leave in the middle of a tour. And that happened again. Dave had called his friend Buzz from the Melvins,
okay.
told him about the problem, and he said, and Buzz told him about this band Nirvana that needed a drummer. And when Dave wasn't on tour with Scream, we were playing in a band together called Churn. And when he told me that, you know, Skeeter left, I was like, great, come back and we can do this more. And then he said, no, well, there's this band in Seattle that might be getting signed and I'm going to go join their band. So then he joins that band and he's living with Kurt in Olympia and kind of feeling homesick and lonely. And we're sending letters back and forth and these tape recordings and stuff. And he says, you got to move out here. You know, you should do that. And then I did, basically.
Just picked up and moved out west. Awesome. So when you first landed here, were you and Dave roommates?
Well, after I found a house. So I moved out here with my girlfriend at the time, and then my girlfriend and I lived in our van, the van I drove out in front of Chris Novoselic's apartment in Tacoma for a month. And every day I would drive up to Seattle looking for a house to rent, and then we found one in West Seattle, and then Dave moved up and lived with us.
So what was that like having Dave as a housemate? Was he a total slob?
No, not too bad.
Was he making barbecue like he's doing now? Apparently that's like his side gig.
I was more the one doing the barbecue
okay.
at that point. So
nice. So what came first for you, musician life or engineer life? Or did it just kind of...
Musician life first. I was playing in bands. And then around 15 or 16, I figured out one day how to record songs with... I had a little mixer that was battery powered from Radio Shack, had four inputs and one output, all mono. And I bounced back and forth from cassette. I recorded drum take and then ran that through and mm-hmm. put some guitars on it and some singing. And then one day I figured this out, how to do it. And I made two songs that day.
That's awesome.
And then from there, it just kind of snowballed and I kept buying stuff. And then I had enough gear, like I wanted to record other bands to help pay for it.
So what was the first instrument you learned how to play?
Well, technically piano. I took piano lessons as a kid, but then had quit when I was around 11 or 12, kind of hating it and not really figuring it out. And then a year or so later, my brother had taught me how to improvise. And I had an epiphany, sort of like, oh, you can be free on this thing. And but then it was guitar. My brother and I would make these funny songs up. I had like a two-string guitar.
We just have like jam sessions.
Yeah.
So how many instruments can you play?
I play all the rock instruments.
Okay. So I rock out on air guitar here on a daily basis. But other than that, I dabble in the drums. But I wouldn't call myself a drummer.
Right.
I just like to bang on things. So the Foo Fighters' first album, it's getting up there. It's hitting milestone years. And I know that's Dave's baby, but it seems like it's just as much yours. So what was
I feel like that, yeah.
Yeah, your name's on the back of that thing. What was the recording process like? Can you share anything from that time?
Well, sure. So as I said, I met Dave when he was 14 and recording in his first band, Freak Baby. And I basically recorded everything he did all the way from then until the first Foo Fighters record. Even so, after Freak Baby was Mission Impossible, I recorded them. And then he did a band called Dane Bramage.
Mm-hmm.
I recorded their demos, but not the record. They decided to give somebody else for that. I did not record Scream, but I did go on tour with them as a live sound engineer. Did some Nirvana stuff when we were living together, those three songs, and all the demos he did, basically every song that he wrote. And it started out with one baby, actually back in Virginia before I moved out here. He was helping me record my songs for that band Churn. And he was like, I have a song, can I record it? And he did the whole thing in like an hour.
So the songs from the Laundry Room vinyl that was put out on Record Store Day a few years ago, that so those demos are from like the first time you recorded these songs with Dave?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So there's around almost 40 songs of demos that we did together.
So fast forward to about 20 years later, you're at the Showbox with the Foo Fighters on stage playing some of those songs off that record. What did that feel like?
That was great. That was a lot of fun.
I kick myself all the time for not being here in Seattle at the time, because everyone's like, oh, you missed out on such a kick-ass show. I'm like, yeah, man, I watch the YouTube videos from time to time, but like, it's all I got. So going back to your studio, the Laundry Room Studio, it's had several homes throughout Seattle. Where was the first location?
In Seattle?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it would have been the West Seattle House. It wasn't official there, but actually that's where I did Nirvana, and I did the Melvins. I did the King Bozo record there.
Awesome.
And all Dave's demos. And then but their first official location was Fifth and Valley in Lower Queen Anne.
Okay.
In the same parking lot, basically, as the old Tower Records. That's where I did The Presidents and a whole slew of others. I mean,
too many to name.
Too many to name, yeah.
So where are you located now? Where's the studio?
It's in South Park.
Is this the location where you worked with Chris Novoselic and his band Giants in the Trees?
Yeah. Okay. I just mixed the record.
So I'm just so interested because I saw them play Ballard Sunset Tavern, and there's a lot going on up on that stage. Like, Chris is rocking out on the accordion, and what would you call their music? Because it's rock.
It's trippy. I know, it's very hard. They call it forest grunge.
Forest grunge. Okay, I can dig that. Yeah, they were so much fun. And so I'm just curious, like, how do you capture that stage magic in a recording session?
Well, I didn't record them, so they recorded themselves.
Okay.
I just mixed the record.
Oh, all right.
So, they have a lot of interesting sounds, and it's not a normal setup just because you don't have any rhythm guitars or it's a frequency thing, but it's really awesome.
Yeah.
The record turned out good, I think, so.
I think they're playing that same location in Ballard next month or something. I got to go check them out. We're living in a do-it-yourself world. You know, bands are recording albums and EPs in their basements, their bedrooms, to save a buck. I get it. But what are they missing out on? Like, how could you explain the value of getting in a recording studio, you know, booking that time with masters like yourself and getting to have that high-quality equipment at their fingertips? Can you touch on that?
That's a great question. And it is, I mean, for me personally, being a musician and writing songs and being an engineer, they're completely opposite ends of the spectrum in your head. So having to do it yourself usually sucks.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And having the benefit of somebody who knows how to record and knows music and how things should flow, and just having an outside person that's not so close to your songs,
totally,
makes a huge difference.
And then they can just relax a little more because they don't have to worry about doing your job.
Exactly.
So there you have it, local bands listening. Save up that money because it's worth it. Get in the recording studio. So I just have, before I let you go here, one final question. What are you listening to these days? Like, which bands are piquing your interest?
Oh, Billie Eilish.
I love that.
I love Billie Eilish.
Okay,
right now.
What do you love about her?
I love how organic it sounds. I don't know. It's a good question. I just find it very authentic and...
Her music's dark. Dark, but she... when did I see her at Marymore Park in June? And from the moment she stepped on that stage, I mean, people were just in it, singing every word, screaming, actually.
It's funny. Dave's the one who turned me on to her, too, because his daughter's totally into her.
Yeah, that's like the age group for sure. But yeah, she's just different and weird in the best way.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And great melodies. And I love how every song on the record is kind of a different feel and different genre. And
yep. Any local bands we should be looking out for?
There's a band called Headband that I really like. I like Bread and Butter. I don't know. That's a good question. There's a bunch.
And, sorry to put you on the spot.
I know. I should have remembered these things.
Do you know the band The Betts?
No.
I've just been listening to a lot of indie stuff. The Betts, Snail Mail.
I like Snail Mail a lot.
Yeah, she's great. All right, awesome. So laundryroomstudio.com, that's where you can check out all the gear and equipment that Barrett has available. There's live footage from the local bands who come to perform in that space.
Yeah, Laundry Room Live on YouTube. Check that out.
Totally. Yeah, you get the history on the studio, all that good stuff. Laundryroomstudio.com. Thank you so much
for coming in here,
Barrett. Appreciate it.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.